1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Today, FEMA officials will be in Wisconsin assessing damages caused by recent flooding. Emergency management officials say they'll travel in the northeast part of the state. The visit is a critical step to help secure federal funds for damages left by the severe storms, flooding, and tornadoes last month. Governor Evers thanks the agency for their swift response. The owner of Minocqua Brewing Company says he wants to be the Democratic Party representative in a run for Wisconsin governor. He made the announcement during a Facebook live stream on Saturday, saying he wants to be a part of what he calls a critical political movement. Kurt Bangstad recently drew national attention after social media posts about celebrating the death of President Donald Trump sparked backlash and led to an interview with federal agents. Back in 2020, Bangstad ran unsuccessfully for a seat in the state legislature. The Wisconsin DMV is warning people of a text scam threatening to suspend driver's licenses. The texts claim to be from the DOT and say there's unpaid traffic violations, along with a threat to suspend their registration if the recipients don't pay. The DMV says scams like this are designed to gain personal information to sell or be used for identity theft, financial fraud, or registering other vehicles under stolen credentials. The agency is advising people to check the sender, not respond, and not click on any links that are sent. And Wisconsin is set to receive more than $80 million from a nationwide settlement with Purdue Pharma and its owners, the Sackler family. The agreement is part of a nearly $7.5 billion deal resolving lawsuits over the company's role in the opioid crisis. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a three-game series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals, the Crew winning their series over the weekend in Washington, but losing yesterday to the Nationals 3-2. Horse racing, Golden Temple winning the 152nd Kentucky Derby over the weekend, a decision later this week on whether he'll run next in the Preakness. Cherie DeVoe, the first woman to win the Derby as a trainer.
I don't know if you can come to the Kentucky Derby with any contender and think it's pressure free. I have to say an immense amount of gratitude to my husband who's stuck behind me, and he just told me just give it 3 years. Let's just give it 3 years and see if it works out, and I could always go and do something else. I started my career here 22 years ago as a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed exercise rider. And I would not believe that I would be sitting up here today.
That's trainer Cherie DeVoe with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be warm, but quite a bit windier than it was yesterday. Partly cloudy, a sprinkle or two this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. Tonight down to 40, tomorrow partly cloudy, 55. We will warm back into the 60s later this week, 70s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.